March 23, 2023. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Halima Frost. Making headlines. ANC loses KZN ward to IFP in by-elections. Free State Premier's official residence in Bloemfontein goes up in flames. And Lamola says NPO's court bid risks doing away with the principle of innocent until proven guilty. Despite its loss of Ward 12 in Dannhauser in KwaZulu-Natal to the Inkatha Freedom Party for a second time, the African National Congress is happy to have increased its support in the region by 35.6%. The province held its by-elections yesterday in Buchlaubezi in Harry Gwala district and in Dannhauser, two prominent strongholds of the ANC. In 2016, the organization had governed the Harry Gwala region without any coalition. The IFP regained its vacant seat by obtaining 52% of votes, while ANC only obtained 34%, and the EFF gained 12%. Ubuhlebezi Ward 8, in southern KZN, is of the ANC's strongest areas in all of South Africa. The ANC received 70% of the votes, beating the IFP, which obtained only 20%. The EFF received 10%. The ANC gained 89% of votes in 2016. Free State Premier Mxolisi Tukwana's official residence in Bloemfontein has been engulfed by a fire. Confirming the incident is the Premier's spokesperson, Sello Letsebe. He added that firefighters and other emergency service personnel were on the scene. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Free State Police spokesperson Brigadier Motansi Makele refused to comment, saying investigations were underway. According to Letsebe, there appear to have been no injuries or casualties due to the blaze. Justice Minister Ronald Lamola is opposing an application that non-profit organisation The Embrace Project has lodged in the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria to challenge what is called problematic definitions of consent and rape in the Sexual Offences Act. If the application is successful, it will do away with the principle of innocent until proven guilty. Chief Director of Legislative Development in the Department of Justice, Leonard Sibomachi, said in an affidavit filed on behalf of the minister last week. The organization approached the court in November last year. Its case is that, in terms of the Act, in its existing form, it is insufficient to prove that an accused person committed an act of sexual penetration without the complainant's consent. The organization's director, Leanne Geramanos, explained that it must further be proved that in the accused's subjective state of mind, he, she, or they intended to rape the complainant regardless of the complainant not having consented to the sexual penetration. Jeremana said the project wanted the law to apply an objective test rather than a subjective one. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.